Northside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
We want to walk in power. Let me back up a little bit. You know, a car battery has two posts on it. One is for positive and one says negative. And now if you hook it up wrong, trying to jump, you will be jumped. It will surprise you and shock you and harm you. But in order to have power, you need both positive and negative. I heard amen on the front. Didn't hear amen anywhere else. Come on, let's be for real. You need positive and negative if you want power. It takes power, amen, and authority to subdue, amen, everything in this earth realm. We have authority. We've been given that authority by Jesus. And we have the authority to operate in his name, which is most important. But tell somebody, you need power too. What's frightening is that so many run out of power. You know, when a generator runs out of gas, it may be hooked up to the house, lights are lit up, but as it starts to run out of gas, the lights get dimmer and dimmer. You don't want to run out of power in the midst of a battle. Tell somebody, I got power over tiredness. I think we live in a time where most everyone's plate, if I can say it that way, is full. I have a more full plate than I've had in a long time, but my plate has always been full. But you have to be able to approach things with a certain mindset and in a certain demeanor in order to be able to conquer it. Because if you try to deal with things all the time in your emotions, you can be worn out very quickly. But if you approach it from a place of faith rest, and that means that you've labored. See, we have to labor to enter into his rest. It's a labor. It's not a given. God says, I want you to enter into my rest. But there's a labor because there's a lot of things that vie, fight over, contend for your affections, your energy. Amen. And all the negative stuff. If we don't have the right perspective on it, it can defeat us. We can become offended. We can become hurt over nothing. And then want to give up. That's always the enemy's strategy. To try to wear out the saints, to change times and laws. If he can change the times in your life. See, the Bible says our times are in his hands. Say it with me, my times are in God's hands. So anything else, any other time, I wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. But see, waiting is not just sitting in your easy chair or your lazy boy or your rocking chair and just rocking. What are you doing, just waiting? No, waiting means to actually be serving. You know, it more means like a waiter in a restaurant. They wait on you. If they're good, you give them a tip. If they're not good, you ask to see the manager. But they wait on you. They're there for what you want. In a time of warfare, it's not time to stop waiting on God. Listen, down through the years, especially you that have been around for some time, you've been equipped. Tell somebody, I'm equipped. Come on, tell them, I am equipped for the battle that I am in. Come on, tell somebody, the devil's in trouble. How many believe that? Amen. We're coming upon some territory that he's occupied for a while. But tell somebody, we're taking it over. Come on, we're taking it back. We're going to set our flag there and have dominion in that realm. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the souls belong to God. This is God's. It's not the devil's. All he has is a broke system called the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. But the Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. See, sometimes God lets the fire start burning to burn up the stuff that's been binding you up. You know, you want to get out the fire, but the ropes hadn't burned off yet. See, it's in the midst of the fire that God changes things. It's in the midst of the fire that you start abandoning. Come on, it's in the midst of the fire that you rise up with a new boldness. It's in the midst of the fire that you say, all right, enough is enough. Hello, if it were not for the fire or the negative, you wouldn't enter into power. You still be mealy-mouthing around, poor-mouthing, mad with God, because you're not comfortable. I'm telling you, God is shaking comfort zones and drawing you or pushing you into war zones, battle zones. But tell somebody again, I'm ready for this. I'm equipped for this. No more AWOL. Absent without leave. You be court-martialed in the court of God, in the court of heaven. God will court-martial you, trying to get to Canada. If I could just get to Canada, I wouldn't have to. See, Ephraim was like that in Psalm 78. Ephraim was armed. That tribe was armed, had been trained, were carrying bow and shield, havergen, all the stuff, and in the day of battle, they turned back. They ran. I mean, that doesn't please God. As a matter of fact, you know, like I know, ain't nothing to guard your back as far as the armor I've seen in the scripture. It's just to guard you for going forward. You turn around and run back, okay, you'll be in big trouble because you expose yourself. Tell somebody, no turning back. All right, I just want to establish that in order to really or truly walk in power, it takes positive and negative. It takes God's affirmation and the power of Holy Spirit and all that he brings and all the good, but it also takes your cross, your affliction, your opposition. I hear, that's all I hear. Well, it's true. And you know, tell somebody, don't be scared. God will not suffer anything to come against you that you can't bear. Now, you might not be able to bear what the person sitting next to you can bear. So God's not going to bring that to you. But where you are, he will bring enough or allow enough to sharpen you. And if you understand his ways, this was the problem with Israel. Israel knew of his acts. They knew what God could do, but they didn't know his ways. So when trouble came, they got mad with God. They got mad with their leaders. They got mad with one another. They got low self-esteem. They wanted to go back. They didn't understand that God was allowing them to be tested in order for them to be promoted. Tell somebody, this is the way. And when you get to that promised land, you will face giants. Hello, someone. But as we have preached down through the years, those giants are bread. They are bread for us. They're a meal. They will bring the nutrition that you need at this level. Manna won't suffice for you. You that are grown, get rid of them baby food jars in your cabinet. Ain't no babies in that house. Well, I like the carrots. You better get rid of that. Get you some real carrots. Listen, tonight, the Lord dropped something in my spirit this week concerning the power of your decree. The power of your decree. I think it's vital that we understand in this hour the power of our decree. All the armor given to a soldier, a warrior, for warfare, only one of the instruments was for moving forward. All the other were defensive. Of course, there were the shoes, but it was the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword was for moving forward. Now, you could defend, you know, with the shield and all the other stuff, but you didn't have any sword. All you could do was block stuff. Anything the devil, okay, I'm cool. Yeah, but you ain't going nowhere. It's the sword, the two-edged sword that moves us forward, and that's the Word of God. Tell somebody, the Word must be in your mouth. Go with me to the book of Job. I want to read something here, and we're going to establish something. Everyone doesn't know, as much as it's been taught and preached, well, let me say this way. We need to catch a revelation of this. This is really important. The importance of your words, but more than that, decrees and proclamations. Some people think, oh, it's just, you know, I tried that and it didn't work for me. I'm going to show you tonight why it didn't work for you. Or it may not be working for you now. But I'll show you why. It's not merely just grabbing something, you know, grab it, you know, like I say, grab it and blab it and grab it. Or, you know, name it and claim it. It's much more to it than that. As we studied a bit Sunday, God never did anything without saying it first. And God said. And God said. And God said. So you know there's some significance, there's some value to the words that are being released. And for good or for evil, whether you're releasing the right words or the wrong words.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.